Elliot and the three knotheads. Yeah, sure, we just sitting there under this big old pine tree, and we mighty glad you come down the trail. Just pull up a pine knot there and set a spell. We're going to try to play a few of these hillbilly tunes. Might play ones you'd like to hear. We got a few things we'd like to talk to you about. So just stay tuned and take her to the back there and spit on the fire. Well, we got that and over with right quick, didn't we? Now, friends, we want you to make yourself comfortable and feel at home. Pull off your shoes if they're hurting you. And I know a lot of you ladies out there, your shoes is hurting you. So just pull them off. It's all right. We want you to feel at home and be comfortable. We're going to play a few tunes here. And we hope we play one that you like, or maybe all of them. We're going to get things started off here featuring Deacon. Deacon, our electric steel man here. He's just got more steel in his lap than he can handle, so we're going to get him all wound up here on his double barrel Ethiopian steam heated butane burning guitar with a little bit of panhandle rag. What am I laughing about? I'm telling you the truth. I don't know what I'm laughing about. I'm so mad, I don't know what to put it in. I'm just as mad as an old wet setting hen. Every bit of me's mad.
You're mad.
Yeah. Every inch of me.
You've been informing all day.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Slim. I'm dangerous.
What's the matter with you?
I'm really mad. It beats anything I ever seen of. I mean,
what's the matter?
Well, Dad Burnett, you know I got two old dogs.
Yeah.
Bird dogs. Yeah, old hound. Bird dogs. And, they lay around there on the front porch, and every time I come in, I stumble over a dog and fall down, skin a shin, and they eat me out of a house and home. Had to keep them all the year, feed them 11 months to get to hunt birds with them about a month. And I fed them all the year, fed them good. And there's one old Brown had to take him to the veterinarian 3 times. He had the pip, gush, and flift, and the sick alimidonts, and the king's hepits. And I got him shot, and, you know, with the hypo needle, that thing. He shot him, and he had the mange, and I had to help him scratch and everything. I'm telling you, I just had more trouble with them blooming dogs, and I got a good place where I used to go bird hunting. And I went over there bird hunting the other day, and when the season opened, what do you think?
I don't think. What
happened? Some leatherhead had come along there and burned off the whole country. Just burned up the woods, burned up all the grass, all the feed. Why, they couldn't nothing live out there no more. A polecat would have to pack a 3-day lunch to get across that burnt over ground. That's the truth. There's nothing for it. That beats anything. Let's play a tune. I'm just disgusted, and something's got to be done about it. I'm right here to tell you. Something's got to be done. We're going to do something about it, too. That's got to stop burning off the woods and burn up. I'm disgusted. Let's sing a song. Who's going to sing? All three of us, yeah. All three of us is going to sing at once, here, friends. It's bad enough to have to put up with one of us singing at the time, but right now it's all three of us. And I don't know what this is going to sound like, but don't hold it against us. And here it is, Blues, Stay Away From Me.
Blues, stay away from me. Blues, why don't you let me be? Don't know why. That used I can't see. Years don't mean a thing to me. Time goes by, and still I can't be free.
Thank you, boys. There it is. Blues, stay away from me. That's what I say, but I got them. I sure got the blues, I'm telling you. You know, friend, that beats anything I ever say. Now, you hunters out there, you hunters and fishermen, sports is supposed to be sports and they ain't. They're not sports. They sports at heart, but I guess they just don't know how to be a sport. I reckon that's it. I don't know. There's some good in everybody, I reckon. Something, but anyhow, the serious thing is that all us hunters and fishermen, we ought to be more particular with our fires out in the woods and the fields and around like that. You go out fishing or hunting, you build a fire, you ought to be careful with it. You go out camping and have a wonderful time, and maybe you kill a lot of game and kill the limit and just have a good time. But then you're going home and you're still in. Just as happy as you can be, you're anxious to get home and show the old lady and the kids what all you've killed and everything, and you go off and leave a chunk on fire there where you had fried fish or something, and then after you're at home and just telling all your friends about it, the woods catches on fire and burns over, and next year you go back out there to hunt and fish. Well, there's nothing to hunt and fish because it ain't got nothing to eat. It can't stay there. What don't burn up has to leave or starve to death one. And we get careless with our fires. I know I've done things like that myself, and there ain't but one difference in me and a lot of you fellers. I'll admit mine, and you won't. And that's the truth. We ought to be more careful about it. Friend, let's just all join together and see if we can't make this year less forest fires than ever before. If we don't do something about it, it's just a matter of a short time when we won't have nothing to hunt. Now, I've kept them dogs all year and fed them, and I got nothing to hunt. I guess I'll just have to take them out and shoot them or give them away or drown them or do something with them. I can't just keep them and feed them for nothing because they're too much trouble. They cost too much. And for an old poor country boy like me, I just can't afford it. So the only way that we can stop this, friends, there ain't but one way to do it, and that's for you and me to stop it. That's just all there is to it. And we can do it, and we're going to do it. Now, with your cooperation, friends, we'll stop it. Did you ever stop to think what one little match would do? Just a little T90 match. Why, it could burn up millions of dollars worth of stuff. One little old T90 match, about 2 inches long. It's got a head on one end and nothing on the other end. And it can cause lots of damage. Let's sing another song, boys. We got time here for about another tune. Another song, I guess, maybe Slim's going to sing one here. One of our good friend Hank Williams' tunes. Old Hank done a good job on this, and I hope Slim can do half as good. Maybe some of you like it out there. And anyway, here it is, and it's a tune called Mansions on the Hill.
Cabin, I can see your mansion on
thank you, Slim. Thank you there, dear friend. We hope that you've enjoyed that tune. Mansions on the Hill. You know, friends, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to have a card or letter. Yeah, just send it to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station to which you're now listening. They'll send the mail on to us, and we'll get it, and it'll just tickle us to death. We'll think we're doing something grand, you know. And, boy, we'll really feel proud if you write to us. And you hunters and fishermen out there and you campers and all that sort of fellas, you know, any hunters and fishermen, sports and all, go out on the fish bank creek and build up a little fire there and fry your fish and all. Be careful with it. Rake the leaves back. And when you get ready to leave, make sure it's all out. Yeah, you know, one little spark could just ruin your hunting and fishing place. And it could. Just sit down and think just a minute. Just stop and think a minute. And the only way to stop it, friends, is for us to stop it. Yes, sir, you and me. And we can do it. Now, we've run out of time. We're going to have to go. But before we go, friends, I'd like to leave a little thought here for the day with all you good sportsmen out there. And it is, a good sportsman makes campfires work for him instead of against him. We got to go, son. Friends, we really enjoyed visiting with you, sitting here under the old pine tree. Now, we'll be back. Yes, sir, you just listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know just what day. We'll be waiting right here under this old pine tree for you. So be sure and come down to see us. We'd like to have you. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.